Boy coach, you know, a very successful season, obviously. You'd want to be, you know, preparing for next week, but overall have to be happy with the guys played this year and just didn't get off to the right start you wanted to yesterday.
Yeah, it's good to see you this morning, Sam. You know, it was exciting to be in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, you know, especially after an emotional win last week against Hastings. We were able to avenge our midseason loss to them, and you know, we never looked ahead at all in the playoffs. We just focused on one at a time. But, you know, obviously looking at the bracket, we knew if we could get past Hastings that, you know, we probably would be playing Bennington in the quarterfinals. And so, you know, Bennington is who they are. They're an extremely well-coached team. They're a talented team. You know, I said in the pregame leading up to the game, you know, they're really good in all facets of the game, but one thing in particular that I really, you know, stressed or took note of or was definitely in our game plan this week was their defense. Their defense is an exceptional defense. It's as good a defense as I've seen in a while. They're just really good players over there. And, you know, I think just, you know, as you look at the game as a whole, we just really struggled to get much of anything going offensively. And, you know, that's hats off to Bennington. We threw a lot of things that, you know, have really worked for us down the stretch and tried to get those things going in the game against them. And we just weren't successful in doing that. You know, the first play of the game for them, they take a long run into the red zone. And, you know, our defense battled extremely hard the entire game. You know, we actually downed them out in the red zone in their first series after giving up a long run. Unfortunately, we were pinned so far deep in the red zone. We were literally on like the half yard line. We just had a tough time getting out of that area. And unfortunately, they were able to block a kick and get a safety on us. And so, you know, then you got to kick off further back than a normal kickoff, and they got pretty good field position and were able to capitalize on that. You know, and just from there, it was kind of an uphill battle from there trying to, you know, generate some things offensively. They run a style of offense that we would just say it's fast-paced. They get to the line of scrimmage really fast, and I felt like through the course of the week we did a good job of trying to simulate that, but you'd never really are able to do that effectively until you get in the game and actually see it. But I was really proud of our defense and, you know, bowing their necks through the course of the game. They are just, you know, the facts are they were just on the field too much and, you know, not making excuses, but we have a lot of guys that go both ways and they don't. And so, you know, through the course of the game, if we couldn't control the ball offensively and keep their offense off the field, it was just going to become a battle of fresh legs at some point. And I commend our guys. We battled hard. We just weren't able to get enough going, especially on the offensive side of the ball, to be able to keep their offense off the field. But to circle back to what you said right at the beginning, Sam, you know, we had one heck of a season. You know, we were a young team a year ago, and so it was exciting to bring back as many guys as we had from our previous season and all the learning and the experiences and literally the, you know, you go through some growing pains and you go through your ups and downs, and we just came back this year a lot. You know, we were an experienced team this year. Yeah, there were some games along the way we wish we would have had back, but, you know, you also say that we were playing our best football at the right time at the end of the year, and that showed in our playoff win against Hastings. And so that's a season. That's what you want to see. You want to see the guys continue to improve throughout the season, and we did that. We had great leadership from our seniors. There wasn't a lot of them. There was only eight of them. But, man, what a great group of guys. They led like there was a whole lot more of them. And then, you know, the leadership from our junior class all the way down to for our whole team. I just felt like our demeanor was really good this year. Our work ethic was exceptional. You know, we went through a kind of a middle part of the season there where we had to grind out some wins. I mean, we go up to Gehring and pull out that win by 1 point. We lose a tough one to Hastings the next week in week six, which was a 24-20 ball game going into the fourth quarter. And then, you know, we play Ogallala week seven, and we could never get on the field offensively that game. And we pulled that game out by 2 points. And, you know, so you kind of look at the course of the season, and, yeah, it's a bummer how last night went. Obviously, we want to continue our season. We really believe that, you know, we could if we played. You know, we just didn't play as well as we wanted to. But through the course of the season, we battled out some really tough wins. And like I said before, you always have, you know, those that you wish you had back. But I'm really proud of this team. And I told them that at the end of the game last night. They need to hold their heads up. They lost to a really good team last night. I don't know how much farther Bennington will go. There's some rematches coming. They'll have a rematch with Elkhorn North next week in the semis, which they won during the regular season. So we'll see. But I just am proud of our guys and proud of our team. We grew a lot throughout the season, and I was just really proud of them.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, and circling back to your defense, you know, and you mentioned that Hastings game. They were so big for you there, scored a touchdown for you, I think, if that's right, in that Hastings game. And, you know, to go up against a Bennington-style offense and to hold them under 40 points after, really, you look at Bennington's schedule, getting 40 points or more has kind of been their thing this year. So to hold them under 40 points, get a big goal line stand like that, that'd be kind of huge to see, especially in that type of playoff game, right?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, especially down the stretch of the season, our defense really came on. Our defense really came on in the Scotts Bluff game and what we were able to do in that game, and then it really finished through the rest of the season. And, you know, Bennington is just an exceptional offense. And, you know, a lot of those guys that they have over there, that's all they do is play offense. And so you get pretty good at it. And so that's hats off to those guys. They run a really efficient offense and do really well. But our defense really played well down the stretch. And, you know, you got guys like Gabe Roberts, who's back from a year ago, who was a young sophomore a year ago and now a junior this year, was our leading tackler and really just a force for us in there in the box, along with Callan McCorkle, who had a really exceptional season as well. And, you know, we got him back from a couple years of injury. And so those two guys at inside linebacker really did an awesome job for us. You know, there's a lot of guys to talk about. Our defensive line was a big part for us this year with Quentin Terry and, you know, the likes of Davian Hansen and those guys in there. And Trey Tiller really came on at the end of the season on the defensive line for us, especially when Quentin was out a few weeks due to injury. And so, you know, our defensive line, we really rotated in a lot of guys up there this year and was just really proud. We had probably 6 or 7 linemen we rotated in there throughout the season, and they all did a great job and really did a you got to stop the run on defense, and I felt like for a lot of part of the season we did a really good job with that. And, you know, Oliver Corbett really was a big player for us on defense at the outside linebacker position, and really was made some huge plays in the Hastings game like he did all season, and was just really a problem for teams that had a game plan against us on the defensive side of the ball. And was just really proud of, you know, our linebacking core with our defensive line, and then our secondary played exceptionally well, you know, with Tristan Campbell at safety and really holding down that position last year as a sophomore, and then coming in this year as a junior, really leading that unit back there in the secondary and being able to cover the pass, but also most importantly come down and tackle in the run fits. And, you know, Ty Junker had a big year as a sophomore at the cornerback position. He had 3 interceptions on the year and just did an awesome job for us. And guys like Tripp Riley, who's another sophomore that played a bunch for us on defense this year, and it just really grew and got better each and every week as the season went on. And with guys like Miles Pullman and Ethan Schmidt, who unfortunately we lost to injury towards the end of the season. Ethan was a 2-year starter for us at corner and did an exceptional job, obviously, as a senior and a leader for us. our defense just really was a really good unit this year, and what was really impressive is how we continue to improve through the course of the season, and really we're playing our best ball towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and then, you know, offensively, you know, you have Tristan Campbell, Riley there, quarterback. Certainly had a lot of weapons this year, but I felt like the offense this season more maybe than other years was asked to score at certain moments in the game when you needed a score, and they're able to do that for you. So offensively, that had to be huge, but a lot of confidence for you, and also to have a lot of weapons back there was awesome, wasn't it?
It was. You know, offensively this year, we did some really good things. You know, through the course of the year, we had to you know, it was kind of different segments of the year. We had some different, you know, kind of approaches that we took through the course of the year. And then as we got kind of to mid-year, we really felt like we had, I guess, kind of the right mix of guys in there to do what we wanted to do, which is, number one, run the ball. We got to be able to run the football. And I felt like at the end of the season in particular, we did a good job with that. And even early on in the season, we did some really good things with that. You know, you got to start with Tristan Campbell at tailback. What an exceptional player, leader for our team. He was over 1,300 yards rushing this year. He was a workhorse for us, and we knew that. We knew he was going to be the premier back this year, running back for us, and he took that on. And he was just a problem for the other team. Every coach I ever talked to in the middle of the field in pregame would always say, man, we just don't know how we're going to stop 25. And I said, well, I agree with you. He's just an exceptional player. And Tristan, other than the intangibles and his talent and things like that, is definitely matched and surpassed in his leadership and work ethic. He did everything. He does everything to get himself to be that type of player for us. And he had a big year at tailback, multiple games, over 200 yards rushing. And so just really proud of his season and what he was able to do for us. And you know, especially in those games we were able to win, he was obviously a pivotal part of that. And you can't have, you know, over 1,000-yard rusher on offense if you don't have the offensive line. And we had an experienced group coming back this year with the Beckett Heskets and the Davian Hansons, the Trey Tiller and the Simon Garcias. All those guys started a year ago for us. And then, you know, Idos Klein came in midseason when Quentin was a returning starter for us but went out with injury. And Idos really stepped in this year and did a good job for us. And so, you know, along with Quentin, who unfortunately we lost with injury, and played him more on defense as the end of the season wrapped up. You know, you can't have that type of rushing performance without those guys up front. And they just really did a good job in the majority of our games, really taking control of the line of scrimmage. And all, you throw the tight ends in there because, you know, we were a multiple tight end offense with the Gabe Roberts and the Andrew Pokeups in there that really did a great job blocking. You know, we don't – we throw the ball occasionally, but most of the time those guys are asked to block, and those guys at the tight end positions did a really good job for us this year. And so collectively up front, you can't have that type of production without solid blocking and aggressiveness and those guys taking control of the line of scrimmage. And just proud of those guys, proud of the development of that unit. You know, we'll obviously lose some guys to graduation, and that's just part of the game. And we'll miss those guys for sure. They've been pivotal pieces for us up front. We wouldn't be where we're at. But in the same breath, we also will have a bunch of guys coming back up front with experience. And so that'll be exciting for our unit on offense. You always want to lean on the guys up front, literally. And so having experience back is going to be a big deal. And, you know, a big thing I talked about getting in the mold was Lee Davidson towards the end of the year as a sophomore at the fullback position was really a difference maker for us in the things we wanted to do offensively. And we just had to groom him. You know, he's a young sophomore, but he plays a lot older than that. And his body type and the way he works and everything, he battled a little bit of injury early in the season. So we had to get him back from that. And once we did midseason, our our offense really took off, and he was a big reason of that. And so just excited for Lee moving ahead and what he means for us and our offense and our team as a whole. He's a leader. He's a hard worker, extremely hard worker. And I was just really excited to see him and what he was able to do for us towards the, you know, mid part of the season to the end of part of the season. And then he also, you know, you can't talk about an offense without having an exceptional quarterback, and we really believe we got one of those in Trenton Riley, who came back after being a young sophomore, starting 5 games a year ago, and started all the games for us this year and did some awesome things. Trenton's a leader for us. He really grew throughout the season. We ask a lot of Trenton when you talk about the type of offense with the run game, the veer option, the play action passing. We ask a lot of him. And he really steps up to the plate each and every week. And so, you know, Trenton, I'd be excited to have. I'm naming a lot of these guys. And, yeah, it's disappointing. Obviously, we lost last night. Our season's over, and that's tough. And so you reminisce on the season and reflect on those things. But, you know, just in the same breath, ever more motivation for a lot of guys I'm talking about will be back next year. And, you know, kind of wrap up the offense. You know, we had some really important guys on the perimeter that did some awesome things for us with Ethan Schmidt as our backup tailback and played a bunch of receiver for us. Miles Pullman is a mismatch at the wide receiver position and was really our go-to guy when we wanted any sort of big play. You know, I circle back to that Ogallala game where, you know, we were struggling to punch it in the red zone, and at some point I just said, let's just throw a jump ball to Miles and win the game, and he came through. And that's the type of talent Miles is. He is a deep threat. He's got great hands and has done a really great job for us the last 2 seasons and this year as a junior. And, you know, unfortunately, Alex Landry suffered a shoulder injury last night, but Alex Landry, a senior, came out this year for his first year, really did some great things for us at the receiver position, then also played some defensive back for us. A lot of guys to talk about, and rightfully so. We had a lot of big players for us this year that were able to equate to a 6-3 regular season, then ultimately a 7-4 season after a playoff win.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned that 7-4 season. A lot of guys to equate to the successes you had this year, and I know you talked a little bit about your seniors, but, you know, after kind of maybe the disappointment of last year not making the playoffs, to come back this year to go 6-3 the regular season, make the playoffs, win a playoff game, and then get into a quarterfinal type matchup like that, the fact that they were able to kind of turn around, because your program at that point could go one of 2 ways. You know, they could hang their head thinking about last year, but the fact that they got in the weight room over the summer and really improved and got better, that as a coaching staff had to be really nice to see, didn't it?
It was, and that's just a testament to our kids and our program, and, you know, just the type of makeup of the kids we have. We have great kids, Sam. They just work extremely hard, and, you know, I'm not going to bat an eye. I'm not going to make excuses. But when you're a young team, you're going to go through some growing pains. You're going to go through the ups and downs. And, you know, those guys took that as motivation. And, you know, they just worked extremely hard from the moment last season ended all the way to this point. They just worked extremely hard. And they'll continue to work extremely hard. That's just who they are. That's the type of players that we have, the type of, you know, young men that they are. And that's why, you know, at the end of the day, you talk about the wins and the losses. And, you know, yeah, we want to win as many as we can. You know, we want to get in the playoffs. We want to make a run in the playoffs. I mean, all of those things are the obvious things. But most importantly, it's the relationships with the kids. I speak for our coaches, and, you know, we got a great staff of coaches, and I just appreciate all those guys do and their families and the sacrifice to go out there every day. I say that word sacrifice. We really don't feel that way. And what I'm getting to is it's just a joy to go out there every day and be with these players and coaching. You look forward to it, and I think if that's the mindset and that's how everybody feels, and I really believe the players feel that, the coaches feel that, that there's really an excitement to go out there every day and get to work and practice. And when that's type of aura, that mindset's around, I think you're going in the right direction. I know we're going in the right direction. We got a solid program. And, you know, that's what continues to build the foundation. And as long as the kids are bought in and the coaches and everybody's all in, which we are, then you're going to have seasons like this where you're going to be able to win those tight games, but also be able to turn around and win big games in the playoffs, like the first round against Hastings. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of what we were able to accomplish this year, especially going through kind of the, you know, the ups and downs through the course of the last couple of years. I'm just proud of our kids. I'm proud of their resiliency. And so that's what, you know, when you come to full circle and you talk to them at the end of the game last night, you want them to realize that. You know, someone told me a long time ago, and I think everybody knows who it is, when you suffer that devastating loss and your season's over, the sun will come up tomorrow and you'll realize what a great season it was, and all the memories and the relationships. And that's really what it's all about and what's important. And I feel like we accomplished that this year.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping down today. I know Rich isn't here, but I'm sure he'd tell you thank you for everything you did for him throughout the season. And thank you. Helped us out a lot, I'm sure, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for, you know, you guys and what you do to cover our program and promote the kids and promote, you know, the team and all of us. It means a lot. You know, we have such a great community here in McCook and such great support. There was just a lot of electricity around this team this year and what we were able to do. We won a lot of games this year. We're proud of that. You always, the competitive nature in you is always, man, wish one of those, two of those could have went the other way. Heck, we wish last night would have went a different way. But, you know, that's part of the game. It's part of the season. That's why, we, you know, for us, we always talk about being motivated by the chase. And so we'll continue that moving ahead. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, once again, before we get off, make sure I give a shout-out to our coaches. We have a great staff of coaches all the way down from our junior high ranks to our varsity coaches. They put a ton of time in. And that's really why our program is the way it is the people that we have in it and how hard they work. I appreciate the families and allowing us to do what we love, which is coach this great game. And then also to my family, Gina, my wife, and James and Jacob. It's a heck of a ride every year. You enjoy it. It always comes to the end a little bit sooner than you want it to, because that's the competitive nature. We wish we could keep going, but I'm proud of 2024. We did a lot of great things. And, you know, like I said, the competitive nature in you will already be thinking about next year and getting excited about what that has in store. But we'll definitely sit and reflect and realize what we were able to accomplish this year and build upon it in the future.